Well, good morning. You're listening to the Republic of Texas Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. You know, I grew up in California in a kind of a suburby type place. You know, California was a lot different when I first got there, or was manufactured or born, however you want to call it. And so I saw a lot of California stuff. I saw fruit trees turned into asphalt, turned into concrete, and it was just kind of strange. And it was okay. I'm a white guy, and there's a lot of stigma for being a white guy nowadays. But this white guy, you know, grew up as a kid and kind of just did the whole California thing. Let's go along to get along. And it was okay as the United States government brought in boatloads of Vietnamese refugees into our area. They brought in all sorts of different people groups, so mainly the groups that we were attacking and fighting and whatnot. And, well, it was all good, right? At least that's what they were telling me. But they had these check boxes that I found out with as I went farther on in life. And these check boxes, you'd have to put your name and an address or whatever and say, are you Caucasian? Are you Hispanic? Are you really? Are you? So, and that seemed to really, well, it didn't bother me at first. It was another dang box, right? You know, we're all circling stuff as we're taking their little tests and so forth. But towards the later end of my childhood, I came to understand what they were using these check boxes for. I was going to I wanted to be trained as an auto mechanic. Man, I loved cars. That was great. So I go over to a school and, you know, we fill out all the paperwork. My mom brings me over there and we're like doing all this filling and stuff. Apply for federal aid or student aid. California was paying some stuff and feds were paying some stuff. And the counselor person is all, yeah, totally. We can finance the whole thing. But I checked the wrong box. I checked the box marked Caucasian. And that means white for you people out of the know. And I got a little bit pissed because that box, when it's checked, means no. And I'm sitting there going, well, hold on here. I don't have any money. That kid doesn't have any money. That kid doesn't have any money. Why am I singled out? Well, because I checked the box Caucasian. That really kind of got me a little bit tweaked, you know, when I was a kid. And it went on and on and on. Now, I've come to understand there's a term called affirmative action that is responsible for that. They also inject that into movie theaters and, or not movie theaters, into movie houses where they cast everything according to, well, their version of how the world should look, right? Companies will hire with affirmative action plans. They go, I don't have enough blacks. I don't have enough Hispanics. I don't have enough. I don't have enough. No, you check Caucasian. So there's been a war on Caucasians or whites for a long time. It's plain to see, right? Now, what do you do about it? That's the question. Up until now, everybody just sits around and we'll go ahead and take a boot to the head because, you know, I'm white. They have a thing called white guilt, right? I'm supposed to be guilty because I'm white, right? And then all of a sudden, I spend all my time with white guilt, you know, trying to repay some alleged debt that is owed by me, the Caucasian or white guy, to a bunch of people that were slaves in the past. They were never slaves in our, you know, in our world. The last slave died a long time ago. Now, actually, technically speaking, since I'm talking on RBN, you are all slaves. We are all slaves. Slaves to the Federal Reserve System, slaves to the powers that be around the planet. But I'm still Caucasian or white. And that's okay. I'm good with it. And I know a lot of people aren't good with it. we've got a lot of stuff going on around us, and I really didn't want to, I never really wanted to have this particular show on this particular topic. I just don't see any fruit, you know, coming from talking about racism, but I see a lot of racism. I see an awful lot of racism. The racism is the putting that checkbox that says that I can't get a loan because I checked Caucasian or white. You know, that's racist, right? There's reverse racism going on everywhere. And it's not supposed to really be racism because a black guy can hit a white person. And that's not a racial assault because, well, it was reversed. So that's it. That's my rant to start this day. And I'm going to go ahead and jump to Alan real quick and say good morning. How are you, Alan?
Okay, Steve. You know, everything would have been solved if you would have had, you know, your parents get rid of all your slaves and everything when you were younger.
Oh, God. I don't know, man. I was thinking about it and sitting there, you know. One of the things so we're kind of talking a little bit about what's been going on in Virginia, right? At least that's kind of like the roots of this whole show. Well, today is August 13th. On August 12th, there was a march. It was called the Unite the Right Rally, okay? And I don't know a lot of details about it, what it was for. I know my feelings about the subject. I don't know what their purpose was, and hopefully we'll get a little bit of clarity. But, you know, I can kind of project myself in their shoes and go, man, I'm getting tired of being attacked, you know, and it's coming from all sides. And, you know, I don't know. Are they white supremacists? You know, because that's a particular word, supremacist. I'm better than you. That brings me to think about a word or a group called La Raza, or the race. Okay, Are they Hispanic, you know, supremacists? Yes. Are they government funded? I'm sure they are, right? They've been to the White House. You know, so is Black Lives Matter. You know, kind of curious. So is this state sponsored? I don't know. Now we're digressing. But anyways, we're talking about the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. Let me frame it up really quick, and then I'll bring Doc in. Okay, so on Friday night, several hundred people arrived ahead of time for a rally that was to take place in Charlottesville, Virginia. They decided to go for a midnight stroll with tiki torches. You know, I must have been a lot of fun, but it kind of played into fodder for the look at these crazy white supremacists, and yeah, that's what they're writing. And is it true? No, I don't know what they think. I don't know that they want to be a supremacist, right? Or maybe they just want to be white and left alone and not have that checkbox. You know, can you just leave me alone and let me be me without trying to stuff your affirmative action? Anyways, back to the facts. They showed up on Friday night and started walking around, and okay, that's great. You got a lot of attention. Freaked out the fascists, the anti-fascists, allegedly, but they don't, you know, they're not really anti-fascists, they're just idiots. So those kids, the Antifa guys, got all panties in a wad and got a whole bunch of people down there for the second day. And the numbers are kind of curious again, because I heard thousands and I've heard hundreds, and I've looked over a bunch of stuff, and I know they're going way over hundreds. There's just too many people in too many areas. And I guess the big event that happened was a Dodge Charger ends up ramming through a whole group of anti-fascists, right? Or Antifa is probably Antifa, you know, little punks. Yeah, see, those are the white guilties, right? The Antifa. Oh, we've got to do everything to hate our race, which it kind of gets me, right? Well, are they confused, right? They're just, they need to identify. It gets me. They're stupid, you know. No, great. Now I'm calling them names. Okay, so the car rams into a bunch of people, and it was owned by this kid. And, well, it's still undetermined exactly who the driver was. There's two photographs of the driver, one taken while he was in the car and one on a curb when the cops arrested him. They don't look the same to me. Then we have a helicopter crash in the middle of the whole dang thing. What the heck happened there? I don't know. It's a crazy thing, and we're gonna find out absolutely nothing today about that. Maybe we will. I don't know. Maybe we'll get our head around this whole thing. But I know how it got me pissed off. It got me really pissed off. Just seeing that whole thing. And nobody asked the people that are going to the thing, well, why are you here? Where's all the write-ups? Why are they there? No, it's just about, there's violence. But Antifa, the Antifa's, they're known for violence. Okay, Doc, why don't you step in here and let me hear what your take on this whole thing is.
Well, it seems pretty strange to me that anybody would show up at something that is advertised as a protest. I don't want to be part of anything that's a protest because it's already got a negative label, and nothing good ever happens at something where a bunch of people are protesting. You have radicals on both sides. It is very strange to me, though. I saw them on the news say that we had the white extremists and the far right show up to protest. But what the real story here was, America is no longer teaching its history and truth to the young. And so people are growing up thinking that anything that had to do with the Civil War in the South had to do with slavery, which everybody that studies history knows that's a lie. But they're not teaching that. So they're planting this bomb in these kids' head that the South means slavery and we've got to tear down every remnant that existed. And so the government and whoever's behind this that regulates what they teach in schools is stirring this pot and creating a crisis. And, you know, how many people in this country would identify themselves as an extremist of anything? I mean, the white extremists or the black. I mean, very few. If you put all them groups together, you probably couldn't fill up a McDonald's. But yet, when the news gets a hold of it, it goes crazy. And there was probably more cops there than there were people.
Well, I know there were a lot of cops, and there were some reports that they were, their main job was just to funnel the two groups together so they can, you know, engage each other. And it's crazy, you know. I don't know, Doc, when you say that you last thing you'd go to is a protest. I don't know. You know, that was an interesting discussion that I heard, where the question goes, well, what should we do? And, you know, the person commented, we should call our congressman. You should write your senator. It's like, really? Is that going to work? So what do they have left? Just to get out there and say, hey, I'm here. Don't, you know, I'm here. I'm here. And so I get it. But it also comes down to the Robert E. Lee statue, I believe, and we'll get some clarity. If you have some clarity or have any kind of input into this whole thing, come on, 1-800-313-9443. So, but the Robert E. Lee statue, they've been taking down, they're wiping history, and they've already done that quite successfully with a whole bunch of stuff. So they continue to do this, and I believe the whole thing, the Unite the Right rally, was kind of based around the Robert E. Lee statue that was there that they are planning on getting rid of. We've got a statue of an unknown soldier in San Antonio, Texas, and they want to take that down. Black Lives Matter have deemed it unworthy. It's been standing for quite a few years, but now, you know, it's not popular. We don't like our history, you know, whatever. They want to take these down. I don't know. It's just irrelevant. Alan, help me out here.
The coverage I was watching was mainly RT, Russia Today, and even they had some guests on there interviewing that admitted that these Antifas were mostly bussed in. These are not local people. They were bussed in professional agitators, basically, more than likely part of, Obama's Organization Against America or For America or whatever he's calling it.
Right.
These special interest groups, yeah, and I don't know, maybe we ought to start a national, like, pink movement, because the only ones that I know that are really white are, like, albinos. You know, I'm kind of a pinkish tan color myself.
Yeah, well, that's a good
but
point.
We couldn't be proud of that either, I'm sure. You know, if we started a movement, it would be, oh, it's you whites just trying to divert the attention and, you know, make yourself killing Nazis is my heritage. This one sign that's being held up at the rally right after the car hit. Yeah, so these people, they're just stirring up everything. They got us pigeonholing ourselves. Once again, they keep us separated. It's Sun Tzu's basic tenet of war, divide and conquer. You know, it's just they pigeonhole you into a specific thing instead of just, you know, being proud Americans. We're white Americans, we're black Americans, we're brown Americans, we're yellow Americans, you know. It's one of the easiest things for them to do, you know, once you realize it. So it's the whole thing is just so silly, but it's also so serious that, you know, it's how do you snap people awake? We're trying to do what we can here, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, talking about racial relations has always been, you know, my I just don't like to do it. I don't find any winners in the conversation, and maybe some people do, but they're wired that way, and it really pains me to have to come out and say, man, those guys that marched over there, that's their right, right? Are they white supremacists? No, I don't think so. From everything that I've read and everything I've looked at, they may believe in themselves, right, their family and whatever, and they believe that they're under attack. And I understand, man. I've seen that vector. So, yeah, but it's not straightforward.
Well, you know, I had a conversation last night with my cousin, you know, and they've been, you know, fairly affluent. They lived in areas where they didn't see a whole lot of this. And I was talking to her, you know, about how they've taken history and totally screwed it over for their own purposes. You know, I was telling her, you know, it's like, well, you know, everyone, and we were taught that the Civil War was fought to free the black slaves. And I said to her, you know that there are copies of speeches that Abraham Lincoln gave that if he could have won the war without freeing a single slave, he would have done it in a heartbeat, you know. The whole history has just been twisted and changed to meet their purposes. And this is what happens when you get control of the information and you are the only one who basically has control of information. The population lives the world that you want them to live in.
Yeah. Wow. You know, CFR is out in the chat room saying that he smells the PSYOP in this one, you know, an MK-triggered event or something like that. And yeah, I can understand where you're coming from. You know, the driver of the car. Who is he? Why did the airplane crash? Or the helicopter? Sorry. Let's do the break. We'll be right back with Public of Texas Radio. In my head, the camera runs to the cell.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right. Well, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Yeah. So Ken was telling me that, he mentioned that Martin Luther King always believed that identity politics, well, not always believed. That's not a true statement. Identity politics is just a waste of time. That's the whole, I'm black, or the blacks did that, and the whites did this, and whatever. And I get that. I totally do. And I think it is a big waste of time. Barack Obama sat there, and he spent his entire 8 years drumming up the divisions between black people and white people. He literally pressed that thing to the edge and, you know, took it out of the office, too. And, like, you know, some people say maybe it is Barack Obama's buses that they were driving in. Soros money, huh? Okay, who drove the car? The little MK Ultra boy? Was it him? Was there two drivers? We won't know for a little bit, but there's a possibility that this one can come unraveled. There's more people that had cell phones in this event than I've ever seen. You know, every time we go through an event like this, things change because there's drone footage available. You can see a lot of different angles. But is it contiguous and they're going to cover it up? I mean, I don't know. One side of it, I'd like to say that CFR, one side says that the actual driver of the car was an Antifa, right? He was on their side and he pretty much drove his car and smashed up all of his own people, but yet they're still saying we were attacked by white supremacists. No, cops need to kind of release that information and find out who he was. But is that going to be the truth? Are we walking into a, you know, a false narrative? I know, Alan, when I first talked to you about this, that's one of your thoughts. Is this all made up? Is this real? Any further thoughts on this?
You don't know exactly what happened. You know, whether it was one of their guys, and they, you know, supposedly they, you know, if they started throwing rocks at him or something, and he had to speed up to try to get away from him and crash through him. I mean, who knows what really happened? You know, I brought up that he could be, you know, basically MK Ultra, you know, mind control of some type. It's so easy for them to do. You know, we don't know who this guy was, what he's been involved in. You know, if it was actually this guy, because the first reports I heard was that the car, you know, I watched it, you know, ram into him and throw a few people here and there, and then back up out of it. And they said, well, he backed up and he turned around, and he was, last they saw him, he was being followed by a state trooper car. So, you know, was this like to help him get away? Was this his handler? Who knows what the reality is? All we know is that it's, I'm looking at another sign here. No, we refuse to accept a fascist America. You know, this is a printed up sign, you know, from a printing office. So, you know, this stuff was planned in advance. Not, you know, just something that was thrown together. It's all been planned, and you know, it's you know, they use Cloward and Pivens on us all the time. Pressure from above, pressure from below. It's, you know, the whole mind game is just so easy for them to play, because everyone is just stuffed into the rectangles, and they own the media, a majority of the media. You know, thank God there's still RBN and a few other outlets that, you know, you can go to and try to get a little bit more of the reality of the world, because we know that the six corporations that basically own about 95% of our media, print, everything, radio, that they are basically in control, and they're still trying to continue to make the world that we live in through what they present to us as fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess we're all kind of, I don't know, are we willing to accept a truth over another one? I think I heard Deanna Spingola's guest was talking about that a little bit yesterday. But like this whole event, as yesterday was going or playing out in Virginia, Charlottesville, I would sit there and bump into friends of mine and say, so you know what's going on? What is going on? Well, there's a bunch of white nationalists over in Charlottesville, Virginia, and they actually have a good turnout. A lot of people, and Antifa's there. And, a car just rammed through a whole crowd. I don't know anything about it, right? I'm still learning about it. And the look in their eyes when I started saying that was, man, I can't describe it, but I'll try when we get back. Hang on, folks. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay. Well, we're back. So there's a couple things going on. Talking about just telling people about this event, right? Without going, oh yeah, a bunch of white supremacists just met up in Virginia and these other guys kicked their ass. Is that what happened? No, that's not what happened. You know, what happened was a bunch of people that happened to be white. Now here's identity politics. How do we deal with that? Because the fact is the fact, right? They don't like what's happening to their history, the Robert E. Lee or, you know, Robert E. Lee. Man, I'm just having a hard time with this, a big to hard time with it. And I know I'm not the only one, because it's really easy to point the finger at them and say, white supremacists. But that's not it. It's bigger than that. But when you tell somebody about that, I get this, like, well, I guess it's deer in the headlights is the look. And they kind of go like, well, I don't want to be involved with that. You know, is there a bucket of sand around here? Maybe I'll just go put my head in there. And that's what I get. I get a nasty feeling just even wanting to attack this subject, you know, and just come in to say, look, these guys went there. They didn't deserve to have violent counter protests against them. They deserve to, well, go out there and say, don't take down Robert E. Lee. Please, you know, don't do it. That's the way it's supposed to happen, right? A million bra marches or stuff like that. We're not supposed to drive cars through them. And we're not supposed to cheer when somebody drives cars through them. People shouldn't be going to these events, and it's a new thing. It really is a new thing that they go to these events with shields and bats. It's crazy. You know, we talked about it earlier on in the year. Go ahead.
I think, Steve, what we get tired of is basically having to defend ourselves for being white. You know, we weren't involved with any slavery. We never had anything to do with it. You know, I was part of a discussion with my cousin again last night. You know, she said, well, you know, we have been privileged for a long time. I said, why? I said, because at one point, you know, we were a nation that was, what, 80% white? So, yeah, what do you think most of the colleges and the jobs are going to be filled with? You know, white people, because we're the dominant majority. You know, if we were in a black country that was 80%, what do you think it would look like? You know, 80% black. You know, it's going to be all the jobs will mostly be filled with blacks, and the colleges will have mostly blacks in them because that's the majority of the population there, you know. It's the government who has created the entitlement mentality, you know, amongst the non-white races, if you want to call them that, you know, the different-looking people than us. Because we're not a member of a brown group that calls itself the race, you know, I mean, how much more racial can you get than being a part of an organization called itself the race, you know, whose stated objectives are to take back the Southwest from America and make it brown again, you know? I mean, what the hell is going on? It just flies right over people's heads because it's not trendy.
Well, then you can go ahead and go with the Jews again. They have the Zionists, Zion first, right? Are they racist? No, they can't be racist because they're Jewish. You're like, really? So you can be racist, and they can be racist, and you make us into racists? What? Ha! Confusing, utterly annoying. So
that prosecutor from the assistant prosecutor from the Texas Department of from the Attorney General, he looked pretty much like us, didn't we? Until we were over their side talking, and someone said the word Jew, and he looked around and he goes, "Well, I'm Jewish," and it's like, you know, I really would have never known unless, you know, he had told us that, because he looked pretty much like us, but yet he could probably go out there because he's Jewish and say, "Oh, you white people are terrible." You know, the whole thing is just screwed.
Yeah, and I think there's levels to everything. And when we talk about Zionism and Jewish control, this and that, there's different levels. Oh, I'm sorry, folks. And I don't know how to get into that. Not necessarily. It's like all of a sudden we were talking earlier about how the media is completely controlled by what is it, 5 or 7 different companies that own the whole thing, and who owns them, and so all of a sudden
all those boards of directors are interlocking too. Like I said, the board of directors are interlocking, so basically if you really want to look at it, it already is owned by basically one corporation. Because at the heads, the tops, you know, one of them will be a secretary on one board and a vice president on the other board and a CEO on another board. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, last week I did notice that Trump started his own news channel. I'm like, what? And then everybody, of course, criticized him for, you know, oh, yeah, here's your own state news. Why don't you just watch the regular news? I'm going, oh, man, that's one ignorant person. And made that statement. But I can see why the office of the President of the United States would want its own media outlet to communicate. I mean, heck, here in the city of Fredericksburg, the city has 2 separate venues to communicate to all of its slaves, you know, or I'm sorry, residents. They can communicate in the paper. The paper is really willing to go along with any crazy, you know, whatever that the city wants to try to sell to people. And then they also have a newsletter that comes through for the with your utility bill, where they get to tell you what their opinion is and what your opinion of their opinion is. You know, it's absolutely insane, and I don't know what else to say about that. But controlling the narrative, I think that's the kind of the key point. And so news is coming out a little bit different. What would happen? Let me just put this out there. If they shut down all the media outlets right now. Just right now, right now. Say, that is not news. Stop. And could, I mean, that's what happened in Venezuela. That's what happens in other countries as they get taken over by a dictator. Well, we've already been taken over by dictators, right? So how do we get, we just make a whole bunch more shows and talk the truth somewhere else? Right? Maybe Alex Jones's new thing that is going to work. You know, I don't know. I don't know. I think we're all screwed. That's what I think.
Well, speaking of the paper, you know, I do want to bring up one thing that I brought up to you the other day. But I also see here that the city council were talking about hearings on allowing two more restaurant things to come in. Seems like Fredericksburg has made the big times. They're wanting to bring a Starbucks in here now. So we do have enough beautiful people that a Starbucks would be profitable here now. But the main thing that I want to see, at the very end of this article, you know, talking about what the city council, you know, did in their last meeting and everything, what they talked about. And then as an afterthought, it says at the very end, it's real small print, it says, the council also approved a letter of support for local training assistance with the United States Army Special Operation Command, which will be conducting covert training exercises in the area. That just makes me feel warm and fuzzy and just all cuddly, doesn't it? It's especially for guys like you and I, Steve, who are talking about things that they probably don't want us talking about. So everyone out there, if Steve and I disappear from the air, we've been renditioned and we're off in Bosnia or somewhere in a secret prison. So
yeah,
I'd put that out.
I don't know where I want to. I don't want to go to. I don't want to go to a secret prison. You know, but hey, you know, you knew what you were doing when you got into this, Alan, when you opened your mouth, and so did I.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's who knows, right? But what, like I go back to that, the friend's face when I was telling him about this, the look of sheer, oh my God, are you talking to me about this? Because it sounds like you're a racist. I'm not a racist. And I'm like going... So for me, merely talking about this event, right, and these people, and, you know, sharing the fact that I don't feel white privilege. I haven't seen any white privilege in my life. I've been white, yes. You know, I've had all these check boxes, but I've been discriminated against. You know, there's a lot of discrimination, and it is on all fronts. But going back to what Ken was saying, right? Identity politics is a useless direction. What do? Just let it drop? I don't know. I'm kind of, I don't know where to go.
I'd be happy to let it drop and just be people. You know, it's like, you know, Steve, when you brought your neighbor out here, you know, to brought the kids out fishing in my pond, you know, the other weekend, I believe she was probably of the, Mexican persuasion. And, you know, I was the whole time she was here, I was sitting here calling, oh, you damn wetback, what are you doing here? I can't believe you brought a wetback out here, Steve. It's like, no, yeah. She came out, she had a good time, and we sat and we talked, and everyone had a good time, and there wasn't any you're brown, I'm white to it.
Right. You know, that's the thing. You know, some people are just people, and I really wanted to be just people in a world, but the world wants identity politics. And how are we to move forward? You know, we're not. We just, I think yesterday, we either move forward or we move backwards. And it's still, you know, to be seen, you know, but, I mean, whatever. Feel free to call in. We got a guest, he should be calling in a little bit. He's going to clear this up a little bit for me. Had a few things, but our phone number is 1-800-313-9443. Do you want to be left alone? That sounds really good to me. I'd like to be left alone, and I'd like a lot of things, but it ain't happening, Doc. It really isn't. But should we vote him out? You know, is that a good idea? You know, we'll go ahead and write him letters. Any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, what I think is these groups let themselves get manipulated into looking like fools and showing up at this stuff. What you need to do is every time anywhere in this country that somebody wants to take a statue down, research who was behind it in the beginning, and then find out what businesses they operate, and boycott those businesses and vote with your wallet. Because protests in the street get ignored after a while, and the mainstream media makes them all look crazy. But if you quit spending your money and you find out it's some company that Soros is supporting or somebody like him, that's the only thing these people understand is loss of money and power. The protests and all that crap, they can control it. They motivate it. You know, when I was in the Navy, we had people from every walk of life, and we never once had any racial tension or problems. And we had, I remember we had a young man that had never left his parents' home his whole life, never spent the night away, and all of a sudden he's in boot camp with 80 guys from all around. Everybody did fine. Everybody worked together, supported each other, because there wasn't anybody trying to manipulate and let you look like a fool. You know, I guess we should go back to Adam and Eve and ban snakes and apples because they started it all. You know, how silly has this gotten? And the country for the last 8 years, along with the world, has been slowly destroyed, and crises everywhere on purpose. So I think the one world government guys can finally swoop in and be everybody's savior.
And that's it. It's all the manipulation, Doc. It's all creating these divisions, you know. Go ahead, Steve.
CFR is out in the chat room, by the way, guys. The chat room is Republic of Texas. chattango.com. He just dropped in a really interesting picture. You know, it's a I haven't seen this one yet, and it's a photograph of the Dodge Charger that was running through the Antifa crowd, Antifiquis. And it's got his license plate on it, and it's really nice and high resolution. You got people flying through the air, feet in the air as this car passes through, and feet all over, or shoes all over the ground, I guess. People move without their shoes. I don't know. Is that a thing? You ever seen a car crash like that with shoes laying everywhere? Anyways, the chat room is republicoftexas.chattango.com, and the license plate number is GVF1111. That's allegedly the Dodge Charger that ran over a whole bunch of Antifa folks. And we don't know the motives of anybody in this at this point. Who was the driver? What were his motives? And what is Ed out in Florida? What are you thinking?
Hello?
Hello, Ed.
Hi.
You're on.
Hello. Okay, great. There is an extended video I was watching last night. We can actually see things bouncing off this guy's front and driver's side window. You can't really tell what it is. You can just see the reflection hitting and bouncing off. He could have been having, you know, the Antifa throwing rocks at his car. And, hey, you know, when you're seeing people getting... I've never been in a real riot before, but I imagine it's got to be quite scary. And, you know, you're just driving through and somebody's throwing rocks at you and they're hitting your car, which is part of Antifa's... it's what they do, terrorize the occupants.
Rodney King comes to mind. Yeah, what do you do in that situation?
Yeah, I mean, do you let them drag you out of your car and beat the living crap out of you, or do you just, you know, try to avoid as many as you can and get out as fast as you can? But getting back to the Battle of Charlottesville, I think we've gone beyond the point of words. I mean, words and protests, it's... How can you say it when you've got a politicians who are bought off? Federal judge says that, yes, you can have a protest, you've got a mayor, and you even have a governor saying he doesn't want any white, quote-unquote, supremacists in his state. What does that tell me? It tells me he's bought off a part of the Zionist-owned government. And I don't know, what do we do? Do we do we do what our ancestors did and have a Bunker Hill someplace? I don't know. But we can't go on like this. It's bad under Trump. Can you imagine when they get a Democrat in office in 2020?
Yeah, then we'll be safe.
Know.
Yeah.
What do we do? It's like seeing a train coming towards you. Do you move out of the way? I mean, yes, if you're a smart man, you do move out of the way and you prepare for things. I mean, I've never thought in my lifetime that my kids and grandkids would live in a country where there's no future, where you have to worry about food from week to week. I mean, my grandparents lived through the Great Depression, and I remember hearing the stories, and I thought, God, you know, that must have been horrible, but thank God I never had to live through it. Guess what? We're beginning to live through it now, but not only that, but also the racial aspects.
Hang on there, Ed. We're going to hit the break. We'll be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Well, hello there. I was just talking about Ed out Florida. Ed, you were telling us how it's amazed that we live in this world today where we're just working day by day to put food on the, you know, table and pay rent. It's kind of a strange place, isn't it?
It's I made more money in the 1980s than I do today. That's how it is. I mean, you could work for a company your entire life with full benefits, dental, health, and retirement fund. You can't do that today. My sons are making, I mean, $14-$15 an hour is nothing. I mean, I made at the max like in 84, 85, $13-$14 an hour then. And when we look at inflation and cost of living, you need to make at least $40-$50 an hour just to break even today. And no one's paying that. That's because we've allowed all the foreigners from... I worked at Merck Pharmaceutical for a number of years, and certain departments like research and development, they fired or let go all the Americans and just brought in Pakistanis and North Koreans, South Koreans and Chinese for less money. The Indians are coming over with PhDs, willing to work for $45,000, $50,000 compared to an American with a PhD. You must have at least $100,000 or so in student loans you've got to pay off, which means you've got to make an X amount number of dollars to pay them back every month, plus your rent, your utilities, your car payment, and whatever, food, of course. But America's
changed.
They get,
like, housing assistance and things like this.
Yes, they did. They got housing assistance.
And, And American couldn't live on that because, you know, because we've got taxes, everything's penalized against us, and they bring these other people in. They can, the corporation actually pays them less, and the government basically gives them subsidies to help them, you know, subsist at a level, you know, close to what, you know, to what we would live at. And, but they're not used to living at that, so they're happy with, you know, much less most of the time. So, I mean, I'm generalizing, of course. You know, I know that there are differences in everyone, but, you know, we're looking at what they're proposing to us, you know, and that's kind of what you have to run with. You know, we have to do generalities because we know that there are good people out there of every race, every color, every whatever you want to call it, you know.
I agree.
But, you know, so you know, it's not a racist thing. It's just a fair and even thing. You know, it's just an even playing field. You know, that's all that's needed.
But these people coming in the last 50, 60 years since the 65 Immigration Act, they have no Western culture. They have no pride as we had pride as our grandparents and great-grandparents who came through Ellis Island, or even some of us who've had relatives here since the 1700s. They didn't build this country. They're not the ones who, you know, fought the Indian Wars, who buried the children along the roadside and, you know, built from the forest to the towns to the cities, and built America up to what it was until 1965, 66. After that, we've allowed everyone in who with an IQ of 60 to come into this country and just live off the dole. I can remember, you know, when I had relatives coming over from Europe, you had to guarantee that they would not go on any kind of federal assistance and that they would have a job prior to them coming to this country. And they had to learn English.
They poked and prodded at you, made sure you didn't have any diseases. You had to go through a whole process to come here, and you had to want to be an American. You had to speak the language. You had to know a little bit of the history.
But the thing is, our white culture is being replaced. And getting back to the statues, what do you do when you got people like George his real name is Gorski. He's a Jew. I mean, why don't we refer to him as his real name instead of George Soros? I think it's Grigory Schwartz. Grigory Schwartz, that's his real name. And when you look at the people behind, you look at the people behind the movements, there's always a Jew. Just take a look at the mayor.
Hey, hang in there, Ed. Let's do the other break here. We'll finish this on the other side, Republic of Texas Radio.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.